Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 138 for Monday, September 14th, 2020.
This week on the Two Bobs, I'm going to have a beer. I gotta extend this out because I don't have much to talk about.
Right.
I'm going to have a beer.
Extra crazy news.
Robert's going to have a beer.
Oh, yeah, good. We'll
talk about it.
I needed one.
Me too. And then what are we going to do, Robert?
Oh, you were done. You were dragging it out. I made sure to leave you enough room.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
And we're going to talk about crazy news because we've just started doing that. We're going to talk about an egg roll salesman. A sex toy swiper, a combustible housefly, a sticky situation, a drunk driver, and a sexy squirrel.
It's basically like going to church.
Yeah, pretty much.
Same thing. So it's basically the same as like a Catholic mass.
Right. Everything you hear about in church, we covered today, so you don't need to go. Never again.
Oh, boy. I feel like we need to find a drop that's like two in a row. Like, can we? You'll probably get one through.
You can make some.
You'll probably get like one through four, and we'll never need any more than that.
Well, before it resets.
Two episodes in a row.
To make those.
It probably would. I mean, you just have to record a voice, and you know, we could probably do it and like put like a sound effect, like or a voice effect on it.
Yeah, make it sound. Something like that. Something Kelly would appreciate.
Yeah, you got
to. She's the one that wants us to always announce this part.
What we need
do it for her.
What we need, what it needs to be, is it needs to be like a blowhorn, like a beep beep beep, right. Two in a row.
Don't be dumb, Rob.
I hear that so many times. Shut the fuck up, Robert. All right, great. So did we do the intro? We did the intro already.
We did. We told them who we were. We told them we're back here. We told them there's two episodes in a row, 14th. And it's, you know, it's the week of Labor Day. We're recording this, and I barely know what day it is. Everything's been off this week. I think missing the day and still being stuck at home. So
yeah.
I'm glad today's Friday, though, as I realized that later on. I thought it was Thursday. I don't know. I'm broken.
Well, I'm
still
glad it's not.
I continue to be broken, I should say.
Yeah. I mean, either way, you didn't wear pants today and you won't tomorrow. So who gives a shit?
That's why I'm so sweaty in this vinyl seat.
All right.
I'm sticking to it.
You know what? Let's go right into I need a beer. I need beer now. Make beer happen. This smells like my vagina.
Hey, bartender, another beer.
Got a good one this week. I don't even know. I don't know what to say. You got me. Luckily, my beer doesn't smell like a vagina. It does. It does smell like a cinnamon donut, though. And that is not.
Oh, so all the talk about Southern Tier last week, you went and got yourself a dessert beer.
I did. Well, so, and I have to thank listener Dave, who is a good friend of ours and a loyal listener to the show. We've talked about Dave before. He has the Galaxy phone with the crazy zoom. We talked at some point about him. But anyway,
he's not your Romanian neighbor.
No, Ukrainian, Robert, get it right.
Ah, same thing, Rob.
Different country.
Same.
They sound the same. I don't know. Right. All the people from that side of the area of the world all sound pretty much the same to me. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. So there's a cider mill, an apple orchard and cider mill. We've talked about cider mills. You don't have cider mills.
No,
we don't in the have any in of that. Michigan, we have cider mills, which is a place where you go and they smash up apples and make apple cider, and then they always have donuts that are just delicious. But anyway, one of the largest cider mills in my area is Blake's, and Blake's they've been doing like the hard ciders for a number of years now, and they've just expanded into the beer market. And so they've released some beers, and I think they all sold out within like 12 hours of them releasing these beers. I mean, they were just gone everywhere. And I think they were only releasing them in their tap room for the time being. I think at some point they're going to start distributing locally, but I don't think going much further than the Southeast Michigan area is my guess. I don't know. But anyways, it's called Blake's Brewing Company. It's in Armada, Michigan. And which is like the Sticks of Michigan. Like I don't know what's north of Armada because nobody ever goes up there. And it's their cinnamon donut stout.
Huh.
It says we wanted to brew a beer with our friends, so we did. Made with Blake's Cider Mill's famous cinnamon donuts and locally sourced cold brew coffee, the stout has notes of rich chocolate, cinnamon, and vanilla. And that's exactly what you get. It's 6.2 percent alcohol by volume. Not sure what the IBU is. Probably low because it's a stout. But I've had a few of them, and have a little bit more.
You've had a few so far. You're having.
Well,
you've had a few.
I got
before.
A six pack.
Right.
And so I've had a few of the six pack. Not today though.
Okay. Yeah, so, okay, that's good. Because you just got home, and that would be weird. I don't know how you drank all that at work.
It does smell kind of like a. Kind of like a cinnamon donut, I'm not gonna lie. There's definitely cinnamon, a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of coffee in there, and some good aromas. And now I'm gonna drink some and tell you what I think about that.
It tastes like what when you walk into a Krispy Kreme, how it smells.
It does. It tastes like a Krispy Kreme smells.
This smells like my vagina.
Luckily, a Krispy Kreme does not smell like my vagina, but this beer does smell like a Krispy Kreme, kind of. It's really delicious. It's you get the definite kind of chocolate. You get cinnamon in there. You get some vanilla in there. Very sweet, very donut-y, and very delicious. It's a great one. Sorry you can't get it, Robert.
That's bullshit.
But if you live in Southeast Michigan, and if they restock the shelves or you can find anywhere, it's definitely a good desserty type of beer for sure. It's definitely not something you would drink a bunch of, but one or two, you know, especially if it's paired with some food or something like that, it's really good. And yeah, that's what I got for you. I I rated it 4.25 on Untappd. It was kind of like between 4.25 and 4.5%. I would have you know, or percent points. Kind of right in between there. I went with 4.25 and then just didn't feel like changing it, essentially. But anyway, really good beer.
Too late now.
Really good beer from Blake's Brewing Company in Arvada, Michigan.
Huh. That sounds good. Now, is it heavy or is it more of a lighter type beer?
No, it's heavy. It's dark.
It's a stout, so I was just...
It's dark and heavy. Yeah. It's like... never mind. It's dark and heavy and... yeah, like it's basically drinking motor oil, but very smooth, and again, really good flavor. So, I enjoy it immensely.
That does sound good. It sounds a lot like what I had last week with the white chocolate raspberry or whatever the hell it was. It was too sweet to have too many of them, but one, and you were enjoying it quite a bit.
Yeah, it's good. Is there any other details that you need about it?
No, that's fine. I'm just curious. But as you pointed out, I can't have any, so I just was wondering, like, if I were to be swishing some around in my mouth, what it would taste like and how it would feel. But
that's what she said.
That's fine. Exactly. Well, I'm gonna go to my neighbors to the north, which is Pennsylvania. Actually, this is that's be Maryland, but who cares? Like I said, I don't know what day it is. I don't even know where I'm sitting right now. But I'm gonna go to Antietam, which is the Antietam Brewery, and that's from our friends again at Antietam Brewery. And what I've got here is their Lil Ben's Milk Stout. And I don't know who Ben is, and they don't really tell us anything about that on the website, but they do tell us a little bit about the beer. It says, brewed with pure milk sugar and a host of specialty malts, this triumphant ale will keep you wanting more. Roast coffee and smooth chocolate notes dominate this creamy sweet stout. It's 5% alcohol by volume, 18 IBUs, and the one I had last week was 10% alcohol by volume, so I definitely felt it. So this one seems a bit lighter. It is, well, the last one was pink almost. This one is black like I expected the other since they were both stouts. Yeah, I'm going to smell it. Doesn't smell like, I don't know. I don't quite know what that smell is, but I'll taste it and see if it's better.
You got to actually touch it to your nose.
I did. It's a little wet under there. That could be snot because of allergies.
If you can't smell it, it's possible you have COVID-19.
Could be.
You all right? You all right over there?
That's the COVID causing me
hopefully
to choke.
Hopefully you can taste it.
I taste the coffee.
Oh, good.
It says smooth chocolate. I don't really get a whole lot of chocolate in there, but I definitely get the coffee right up front. And it just kind of lingers there. It's good. It is very smooth because of the lactose in there. I rated it, I think, 3.75. It probably pushes close to a 4 on a good day, but I think maybe finishing the other one that I brought down, I might go ahead and push that up there. But I like it quite a bit. Again, there's nothing that really jumps out to you about any unique flavors like some of the other beers we've had, but definitely a solid stout, and I'm glad I picked it up, and I'll happily finish up the rest of it. And I've never had anything from this brewery, so this is my first one, so I won't even bother reading through all those. It's not Southern Tier, so we haven't had it 1,000 times, but Antietam Brewery, Little Ben's Milk Stout, if you can get it, I would highly recommend it.
Nice. If there was a beer that had breast milk in it, would you drink it?
Yeah, I'd be fine. I don't know that I would need to worry about it. I mean, would there be a reason that I wouldn't? Like, is it bad for people, you know, of advanced age as me that I shouldn't have it? That it might kill me or hurt me, or it's just that there's maybe a stigma to it? Is that all it was?
Yeah, I'm gonna Google right now. Breast milk good for adults. Let's see here.
Pictures
of
images.
Human breast milk is full of complex sugars that help build baby's immune system. Researchers believe those compounds may help adults with Crohn's disease. Hey, uh-oh.
See,
man,
it is good for
arthritis,
you.
Arthritis, even autism, may someday be the key to prevention. So there we go.
It's not worth a try then.
I mean, and that's from WQAD.com.
World News Daily Report.
WQAD.com. It's where I get all my health advice, medical advice from WQAD.
Now, do you think there's a brewery out there that would try that first?
I don't know. I feel like you'd have to see. The problem is if you're a brewery and you're going to market a milk that has, or a beer that has breast milk in it, I feel like you're going to turn some people away. So what you almost need to do is put breast milk in it. Don't tell anybody, though. And then, like, once it becomes wildly popular, then tell everybody.
Yeah.
That's what you got to
do. Yeah, the added benefit. And look what we've been doing for you. We've been saving your life for the last 5 years and didn't tell you.
I always wanted beer that had positive health benefits.
That's the great white whale, Rob.
Sure is. We're going to find it. That's the fucking unicorn at the end of the rainbow.
Like Charlie.
Oh, the magical Diplodon.
Well, speaking of unicorns, you ready for some crazy news?
I am. We go.
Always. Talk about unicorns.
I bet you.
I don't know if you could tell, but I fixed the audio this week.
Oh, that was very good. The drop was at the appropriate volume. I really appreciate that. Because if it's too low, then it's just not energetic enough. It doesn't keep people all pumped up for crazy news. We need them to we need them to be at the verge of flipping the fucking table by the time they get to this point in our podcast. And so I feel like that really just did it. The tables have been flipped.
Yeah.
Now it's time to dig into some crazy news.
Well, that's good. I'd like to dig into this one because I really fucking love the egg rolls, Rob. That's my favorite part. And I don't. Well, not really my favorite part of the Chinese, but I like the egg roll. The spring roll, I'm not that happy with. So I don't like the little skinny ones. You know, they're like.
No, I know what a spring roll is. Yes.
Right. Well, they're too crunchy. I like the thicker ones, and we had an episode, didn't we? Call it girthy egg rolls. I think
we did have girthy egg rolls.
Right. So those are the ones that I like.
I like them all.
So we must have talked about
that. I don't know. You get some like meats and some sprouts and shit and, you know, just put them in some sort of roll them in some sort of dough and fry them up. I'm bound to enjoy them whether it's girthy or not.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I like the girthy ones. With the hot mustard.
Cylindrical type.
But anyhow.
It's good.
Friends of the show, The Smoking Gun, provide us this fancy story, which I saw on the Facebook. Where a man called 911 because he wanted to sell his egg rolls.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Where do you think this took place? Do you have any idea? I know you're probably reading the story right now, so you give it away, but
I don't know. Maybe if I'm just like pulling it out, like just this is completely random. It's a guess. Maybe Tennessee.
Oh, you got it right.
Oh, shit. I'm good.
Yeah. A Tennessee man called 911 more than 1,100 times, Rob. His egg rolls must have been good. Over the past 6 weeks, prolific misuse of the emergency dispatch system that included the suspect making a police operator I guess including
what do you
the suspect asking a police? I see. I read making. It didn't seem like it made any sense. If they wanted to buy any egg rolls, yeah. I would just say yeah. Just yeah. get him to stop calling. That's, buy them.
I'd say yes, regardless, and you know,
right? Yeah,
buy all the egg rolls. Buy every egg roll he has. He'll stop calling.
Yeah, the issue could have been prevented. Investigators say that Hu Nguyen, H-U-U, Nguyen, a 54-year-old Memphis N-G-U-W-E-N resident.
N-G-U-W-E-N, is it a Guyen?
What?
Guyen.
Nguyen? No, Nguyen.
Nguyen? Are you sure about that?
Yeah. Not Nguyen.
I didn't, Alexa, I didn't how do you spell
N-G-U-Y-E-N?
I don't know that.
I was interrupting. Rob.
A 54-year-old Memphis resident began dialing 911 from his cell phone in mid-July. By the time of his arrest yesterday, Nguyen had logged 1,171 calls to 911, though he did not have an emergency.
It's funny that his name is Hu, because you could really get like a who's on first type of thing going with this. Who keeps calling 911? I don't know. Who? Exactly. Who keeps trying to sell his egg rolls? Not spring rolls. They're much more girthy. No,
definitely
that.
Not. That's right.
What are you saying?
On Tuesday, Hu Nguyen called 911 241 times. On Wednesday, he called 32 calls, so he was losing steam. One of them which involved food. The suspect asked the 911 dispatcher if they wanted to buy egg rolls and then disconnected the line. So how are they supposed to say yes? He's not very good at closing the deal if he's going to ask them, hey, you want to buy an egg roll and hang up?
Probably lonely.
Right. Nguyen has several prior convictions for misusing the emergency dispatch system, has been branded a habitual 911 abuser. Mm-mm. That's the show title right there. Pictured above, Nguyen was arrested yesterday outside a Memphis building that is home to a Vietnamese restaurant and the Oriental Best Market. Criminal complaint does not indicate whether Nguyen has any connection to either business or ready access to egg rolls.
Nguyen,
whose iPhone was seized by police, was charged with making non-emergency calls to 911. He was released from the Shelby County Jail on his own recognizance and is scheduled for a November 20th hearing in the misdemeanor case.
Robert, that's crazy. I feel like
that's road trip.
What?
Why are you putting on a coat?
It's cold down here. Hold on. I got a scooch.
Turn the heat on.
I'm in a basement. If I turn the heat on, it's going to be heating the other levels of the house.
Rab.
I don't need them warmer.
Rab, it's hot.
You're hot.
Rab.
Elderly listener.
Is she
was
still there?
Elderly listener was a freaking. No, they're not. She doesn't live here.
No,
we just let her here long enough to help the kids with school and then send her on her way.
Get her the hell out of there.
Send her on her way. On her merry way. Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, a little bit extra there.
Woo! I don't think it's that cold down there. You need to put a hoodie.
It's cold, Robert. You don't know. You're not here.
I know. I don't live as far north of you, so I'm sweating like a fucking pig here.
What's well, it's like
and you're putting on a coat.
I'm wearing a fucking hoodie. Don't judge me.
It's like a coat.
It's
like a coat.
It's not a hoodie is not a coat, A. And B, it's fucking freezing down here. I have cancer. God. So
be alone.
Insensitive.
That's fine.
No, you got me all flustered. My cord is going down my hoodie now because I didn't feel like taking my headphones off.
And now you've got me upset that I'm sweating and now I got to take my coat off.
All upset. All right, here. Now let's talk about this guy right here.
Yeah.
Our lady.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. It's all the same. There's no pictures with this, unfortunately.
No. Well, again, we've discussed this before. That could either be a good or a bad thing, depending on, who we're talking about here. But
that's true, because I clicked while you were putting your coat on. I clicked on one of those other smoking gun things where it says a naked woman used a sex toy in the adult store. And I definitely don't want to see any further pictures.
You're good.
I'm gonna text you the picture because I don't want to share my screen and hang up on you again.
Yeah, whenever you try to do anything with your with Skype, it seems like you just hang up on me. Hold on, let's see what we got here. Oh yeah. That looks like a dude.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh man, weird surfer dude.
I know. That's what I was gonna say.
He looks.
It's a woman.
He looks like a guy.
Now,
like a, oh boy. Anyway, maybe she's seen better days. You know, these days. These days, you never know. You know, and I'm not judging. I'm just saying that, you know, that gender is more fluid than it used to be.
Yeah.
Except that anyway. So this is going to take us to TC Palm. So we're going down to Florida.
Oh, good.
We are going down to Fort Pierce, Florida. We're off where a naked lady swipes intimate item in Naughty Adventure in Fort Pierce.
Yep.
That's all you got to know. An alleged naked woman.
The end.
Alleged. She was allegedly naked. I don't know. Right. If her tits and
they weren't
ass
sure.
And vagina are hanging out. I'd say she probably, this smells like my vagina. Go ahead. Let's do it. Oh, okay. We're going Chewbacca. I thought you were going to do the this smells like my vagina drop. But anyway.
I've used that enough, Rob. I know when to say when.
Yeah, but you did it with beer. This is, we're actually talking about sex now. And you did Chewbacca. An alleged naked woman. Allegedly, yeah. She was allegedly naked. She was allegedly, she's naked. She was allegedly a woman, though. I think it's what they're
allegedly.
Trying to say. Oh, a naked person who was allegedly a woman, accused of swiping a sex toy and using it in a store, got locked up, according to an affidavit. And affidavits never lie, Robert.
I wonder if it's the same person. I'm going to go back.
Fort Pierce Police, August 31st, went.
It is the same one.
Oh no! Why is this so terribly written? Fort Pierce Police, August 31.
It's the same woman
went to an undisclosed address for a disturbance.
They were disturbed when they saw her.
They were. They don't even know how much more disturbing this was going to get.
Teresa Stanley. She's more Stanley than Teresa.
I like that. That was good. Emergency dispatchers reported a woman sporting a purple shirt but no pants was in a store. An employee said the woman removed a sex toy from the packaging and was fully nude, the affidavit states. The alleged naked lady is not to be confused with the Bare Naked Ladies, a Canadian band perhaps best known for the 1998 song One Week. It's been 1 week since then. Meanwhile, a worker said the woman went in an employee area or stock room with the toy. In the stock room, police encountered the 36-year-old Port Salerno woman in an office chair with the sex toy. After the officer went in the room, the woman dropped the personal accessory. Oh, boy. I'm sad to say that wasn't a drop. That was Robert making that noise. Police learned the woman tried on a piece of clothing, but the make, model, type, brand, or cut or color wasn't specified. Clothing? It's also unclear whether this was the purple shirt.
Basically, this is the equivalent of, I don't know.
The woman, it's like they didn't know what else to say, so they just like, we're typing words. Like, type. Let's type some more words.
I can't read Bob's story here, so I'm just going to type.
The alleged stolen objects were valued at $45.98, so it wasn't even a good sex toy.
That they knew.
The woman declined. It was a Kroger. The woman declined to speak with investigators. She was jailed on misdemeanor charges of larceny and indecent exposure. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Way to go. This Will Greenlee is the person that wrote this.
You know what? He's provided us pretty shit stories in the past. I know him. We've seen his picture.
He has his reputation precedes himself.
He's done other. I don't know if our website will allow us to look up tcpalm.com.
See, Will Greenlee. Yeah, he looks like he's got a skin suit in his basement, too, judging by his picture.
Yeah, I think he's been on a couple of our episodes in the past. We just didn't know it. We did click on his picture because we figured maybe he was the new Gillian.
I was going to say, maybe he knows Gillian.
He probably
Gillian at least could put a story together.
He shared some pot with her, no doubt.
For sure. They probably smoked weed, searched, and just compared vintage Pyrex collections.
Let me see if this was him, too. Yep. Oh. Women in undies, dances in road, swinging a golf club. We covered episode 128, Courtesy Flush.
Look at that. Oh, way to go, Will.
Sicko.
Way to go. You're welcome.
Let's see. Oh, here's a TC Palm. Yep. Why is a stranger in pink swiping pizza ingredients from my house? We covered him in 118 Self-Love Sicko.
Oh, man. We just love, we love the guy. We love him. Will, maybe we'll, maybe he'll come on the show.
Maybe that's the episode title, Will Greenlee. Will
Greenlee. Please come on our show.
Too funny. Well, all shit. Right. The next one will take us to our friends in Europe.
I feel like Kelly could do this, too.
I don't really know. It probably would be. It's just easier this way. Whether BBC.com, where a man blows up part of his house while chasing a fly.
Kelly would be a spider, though, or the, one of those creepy crawly things.
The daddy long legs?
No, she's, I think she's all right with those. Kind of. Well, she's not all right with it, but she doesn't want to burn the house down over it. No, it's the nasty little like centipede.
Roly-polies?
No, the nasty hairy centipede guys.
Mm-hmm. I get those in the basement every now and then. Yeah, so do we. I see them in the bathroom. Usually when I'm sitting there staring at the floor, and I'll see one go by.
Yeah.
A man has blown up part of his house in France while trying to swat a fly. The man, who is in his 80s, was about to tuck into his dinner when he became irritated by a fly buzzing around him. I don't know what tuck into his dinner. Maybe it meant he was going to eat it. He picked up an electric fly swatter and started targeting it.
Absorb it rectally.
The gas... Here, sir. But a gas canister was leaking in his home. The reaction between the device and the gas caused an explosion, destroying the kitchen and partly damaging the roof of the home in Parcoul Chenaud village. Alexa, where is Parcoul Chenaud, France?
Here's something I found on the web. According to Wikipedia.org, Parcoul is located along the Elk River 2.3 miles,
Elk River.
3.7 kilometers, east-southeast of Webster Springs.
Yeah, Webster Springs.
Did that answer your question?
Totally.
Absolutely did.
100%. Thanks.
Thanks for your feedback.
According to local media, the unnamed man had a lucky escape, sustaining just a burn to the hand. And this is the part that I was hoping they would tell us. However, the fate of the fly is not known. News outlet Sud Ouest notes the man, who has since checked into a local campsite while his family repair his house.
Why do you gotta get an electric fly swatter?
Can't you just swing it? He would have saved blowing up his whole house if he had that.
Dude, I killed a honeybee, and not a honeybee. I killed a yellow jacket in my garage the other day by swinging a cooler at it. So I mean, I feel that'll like you get a fly with a fly swatter, right? One that's not supercharged.
That's right.
Oh man.
Oh man.
Let's see where we're going next. Oh, we're going back. We're staying in the UK.
Yeah. No, this is Spain here.
Oh, Spain. It's a UK website, though. It's the Mirror.
Right.
It's the Mirror, where a woman glued up her own vagina in an attempt to frame ex-boyfriend for crime.
Oh, no.
Yep. A woman who glued up her own vagina in a desperate bit to try and frame her ex for the crime has been sentenced to 10 years in prison. Vanessa Gesto accused former boyfriend Ivan Rico of kidnapping her outside her home and later abandoning her while semi-naked after squeezing the super glue into her private parts. Her story began to unravel when investigators uncovered CCTV footage from a Chinese-run supermarket.
Oh, well, she's buying egg rolls.
Gesto, buying bat soup, buying the glue and a kidnap kit, including knives she used to harm herself. Police also discovered the only vehicle filmed passing the spot where she claimed to have been assaulted and then tortured was a council bin lorry. The fuck's that? not the black car she said she had been inducted in. Oh, so it's a kind of a car. Rico, 36, spent several days on remand in prison before the shameful attempts by Gesto, who was dubbed Glue Liar in Spain, where the crime took place, became apparent. According to the northern Spanish city of Leon, convicted her of two counts of making up a crime and jailed her for 10 years. She was also ordered to pay her ex 25,000 euros, which is, if you're wondering how much that is, that's 22,250 euros. Isn't that the... I'm not sure why they... I think they meant to... They meant to put a U.S. dollar sign there, I'm going to guess. They put 25,000 euros, which is about 22,000.
That's the pound sign.
Oh, it is pounds. You're right.
It's pounds. 22, so it's 000, basically the same.
250 pounds. In compensation, in a written sentence released this week after a trial earlier this year at Lyon's provincial court, state prosecutors has demanded an 11-year, 8-month prison sentence. Gesto's original lawyer, Emilia Esteban, cut ties with her former client after it emerged that she had tried to frame Ivan, or Ivan, whatever, over the made-up October 2016 crime, said to have happened in the town of Bembibre, an hour's drive west of Lyon. Ivan's brother Rafael, who said from day one his sibling was sleeping when the supposed glue attack and kidnap took place, said our mom spent days crying after he was arrested. Lawyer Mrs. Esteban said, I always believe Vanessa, and that's why I defended her. I feel humiliated and deceived. I want to know what happened to her vagina.
Read the comments. The comments are pretty good.
She'll be gagging for a...
I like the second one from Bill Wiz.
Is her flange okay now? It doesn't say.
I'm really curious about what this other thing was in here. So, where was it here? Alexa, what has a council been, Lori?
Sorry. I don't know that one.
Yeah, neither do we. That's why we asked you. What's up, Ben Lori? Alexa, Google council, Ben Lori.
Sorry, something went wrong.
It's a garbage. Wait, is it a garbage truck? No, maybe not. Ben Lori crash. Ben Lori collided with pedestrians. Scotland. Hmm. After the accident. A Ben Lori. Oh, I have it's a garbage truck.
Makes more sense now. So I guess an actual trash truck went by when they said it was the black car. I get it now. Oh well.
I'm glad crazy. We figured that out.
So this one's gonna take us to Charlotte County, and I feel like we've done this. So it's this, looks like this is Florida again, which is good. Yeah, Fort Myers. So good. Drunk driver arrested
good that it's Florida.
After crashing into a drives over or get pulled over sign.
Ironic.
Can't make this up. According to Charlotte County Sheriff's Office, Bounty Sheremy, 22, was arrested after deputies found him near the turned over sign in a damaged Mazda on Temiami Trail. Jeremy reportedly told deputies he was on the phone with a friend.
Excuse me. Sorry.
His friend Miller, when he hit something, but he was unsure of what it was. The man failed a field sobriety test and blew over twice the legal limit in a breathalyzer test, reaching a blood alcohol level of 0.166, which is more than twice here. We're 0.8, I think. So I've heard. Jeremy is facing DUI and property damage charges.
0.08 is the legal limit.
Yeah, same thing.
0.8, you'd be dead.
What if you hit a sign and you were 0.8? Be about the same?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't even know what to say.
I like this what is your reaction thing down here. 45 votes, and it doesn't tell me what it is. You get to click the little emoji.
Oh, look at that. Happy. Some people are happy. 29%.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, we're happy. 44% were amused. Nobody was sad though.
I'm going to click sad. Now it's 2%. I just
7% were indifferent. 4% excited. 16% were angry. Yeah, I'm going to be sad. 2% sad.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I put. I'm going to reload the page and see if it changes. It is 4% because I did 2% and you did 2%.
4%.
So now we're tied with excited.
We got this.
That.
How many times can you vote? What if I clear my cookies? Can I go back in there and vote again? Let's see if we get 90% people sad.
Yeah. I'm opening Chrome now and revote.
Go to the show. If you're listening, go to the show notes and click on the link for this and vote for sad. vote for Pedro.
I opened it in Chrome.
All right. Perfect.
Vote. Is it my turn?
No, you just did the story.
Well, I read that one. I wasn't paying attention.
Well, your lips were moving and sound came out, so it's about.
All right, I voted in Chrome.
Perfect. All right. Now we're going
final story, Rob.
Friends, and we have to end every episode with a story from our friends at World News Daily Report, where this time a fetishist squirrel hunted down in Pittsburgh after. Let me try that again. It just it wasn't very smooth.
Yeah, it was
this
good.
Time. Start this over. Time, where a fetishist squirrel was hunted. We're going to start by talking about an egg roll salesman.
call 911.
If you heard about this one, all right. World.
He was wearing a purple shirt. I think.
World News Daily. Yeah, he was sticking egg rolls in his vagina in the back room. All right. Perfect. This is great. Fetishist squirrel.
Yeah.
A fetishist squirrel was hunted down in Pittsburgh.
Oh, no.
Back to Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania got two shout outs this week.
There are a lot of squirrels there.
After stealing hundreds of lace panties from clotheslines, a kleptomaniac squirrel. That's a pretty good show title, too. With a thing for woman's underwear, was finally caught this morning. Finally. We've been looking for this guy for months. Finally caught the perp.
The great panty caper.
The problem is he was super fast and they couldn't catch him. He kept escaping up trees. Was finally caught this morning after allegedly stealing more than 300 pairs of panties over the last 6 months. That's a lot of panties in 6 months. That's like, that's basically, you know, almost it's... two pairs a day. The unusual thief was reported dozens of times over the last months throughout the Garfield and Squirrel Hill South neighborhoods, no pun intended, with Squirrel Hill South, stealing women's underwear, drying on clotheslines, and running away with them. After dozens of complaints and several unsuccessful attempts at capturing the thief, the AAAC, Wildlife Removal and Control, had even put a bounty of $5,000 for the squirrel's capture.
It's a lot of underpants.
Bring me the head of the squirrel. I'll give you $5,000. Keep stealing my wife's panties. He was finally trapped this morning by private pest control agents, who also found dozens of pairs of underwear under a nearby garden shed. Barry Smith, the exterminator who caught the rodent, says he used both food and lace lingerie to bait the rodent in his traps, joking about the animal's taste for underwear. Many victims had noted that it had a preference for lace over other panties, so I placed some lace cheese strings with the nuts in the cages. Sorry, the little bastard snobbed the cheap ones, but couldn't resist my limited edition Victoria's Secret panties. Mr. Smith says, "Is the first time?" And he has the squirrels in expensive taste in panties. It's the first time in 11 years that in the profession that he sees such a fetishism in a wild animal. The surveillance cameras I'd installed showed it being very picky in its thefts, stealing only lace thongs and G-strings and stashing them. I have no idea what he planned to do with them. The captured rodent, hours of video evidence, and 38 pairs of stolen panties were transmitted to the AAAC as evidence to claim the $5,000 bounty. The underwear should be returned to their owners over the next few days while the animals should be released into the wild, far from urban areas and panties.
There we go.
Oh, shit.
There
I don't know. I don't even know where we can. Where we can.
Where do you go from here?
Go with that one.
You know?
That's it.
Oh, man.
Well, I will tell you, Rob, and we talked about it a little bit at the beginning, but I completely forgot until just now. But I will not be able to record next week, so we will Sorry. Make it 2 weeks
just
in a row.
Just two in a row.
So
maybe in a couple weeks we can talk about the woman who sued the sperm bank after paying $75,000 for Donald Trump's semen and giving birth to a black baby.
Probably. Oh man, I don't really want egg rolls. So I just saw that the doorbell rang a few minutes ago, so maybe.
Maybe Melissa, you know, you guys have that synergy. And she was like, why do I suddenly want egg rolls?
Yeah. Which means she called the Thai place and they delivered spring rolls. So I'll just be disappointed. Shit. It's probably what happened.
They're not nearly girthy enough.
No. And it's Friday and I really need a girthy egg roll right now.
Not to mention, spring rolls generally don't have meat, but egg rolls, you can get chicken, you can get, you know, shrimp. Sometimes it's shrimp.
Yeah, those little shrimp nubs are like the size of your pinky nail.
They're good though.
Yeah, they are good. I like them. I use multiple packets of the mustard.
I gotta go back upstairs and thaw out.
And then go outside so you can warm up a little bit.
A little bit
next to your fire.
I think
you're gonna have a fire out there. So it'd be plenty warm. You still gotta light it.
Why you're so worried about this? I mean, it's still going to be, let's see, it's 66 right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be like 60 degrees when we're out there, Robert. It might even get to 59.
Look here. It's 79 here.
Oh, it's only 66 here. I'm looking at the weather forecast for the next week or so. I mean, a little bit warm this weekend, high of 79 tomorrow, 78 Sunday, 71 Monday, 74, 81 Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, in the 60s. Oh, boy. Nice and cool.
Yeah, finally. It was supposed to rain starting yesterday all through the weekend, and now there's none, which is good because we got baseball on Sunday, and then we got a tournament next weekend. So
yeah, we'll get
busy as shit.
Tomorrow night, we'll get some rain. Tomorrow night / early Sunday morning. That's it, though.
Yeah. No, we've gotten a lot of rain, which is good. I like it. It means I'm not out there water in my grass, because the water bill came and I was like, I don't want to pay for all that.
The water makes your land fertile, Robert. So, I mean, you know, let's plant some egg roll seeds, see if we can get some to grow in before the weather turns.
Well, I planted a bunch of tree seeds and I don't see any trees out there yet.
Oh, man. Got to get some more rabbits.
That I do. Well, shit. Well, we won't see you next week, but hopefully we'll see you the following week with some more crazy news and maybe some other cool stories to tell you.
Yeah. That's all I got for you. You know, as usual, you can find us on the internet.
Yeah, we are on the internet.
Two Bobs Podcast.
Right. Two Bobs Podcast and all the social things.
Go to thetwobobs.com.
Yeah, thetwobobs.com. That'll play our shows for you. So if you know anybody, you want to tell them about the show. Yeah. And they don't know about podcasts for some reason. They don't know how to get to them. All they got to do is go to the website, and you can listen to it there. And I believe, unless she's changed it, I believe that's how elderly listener listens to it. Doesn't she listen on the web?
I have no idea.
What is she? I don't know.
I think she has my dad put it onto a cassette tape. I have no idea.
Her jitterbug won't play these episodes, Rob.
Damn jitterbugs. They're just not... No, not those people. The people that are into jitterbugs probably not so much into podcasts. So I don't think we're too worried about jitterbug support.
Well, I saw a picture of her drinking some beer over at your house. Maybe next time we'll have to have her on, and she'll bring a beer.
Oh, yeah, we talked about
that before, and it just didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, probably we could probably make it work. I mean, she's here basically almost every day now. So,
a live-in nanny.
Yeah, she's been a lifesaver though. So I gotta give it to EL for that.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. Brought you a desk, hangs out with the kids.
It's true.
So, well, good. Well, glad she's around to help you out with that. And we'll see you sometime next. Well, hopefully it's still this month, but we'll see you next time.
Yeah, we'll see you in a few weeks-ish.
Whatever.
This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. Oh, words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And... You can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.